This is the Blue Hug Journal, where we talk honestly about caregiving, dignity, and the moments that matter. Today's piece, small changes that make home feel safe. Nobody plans to become a caregiver in stages, but that is usually how it happens. First, you help with the groceries, then the driving, then you start noticing the bathroom, the hallway, the three steps up to the front door, and you realize the house itself has not kept pace with what your loved one needs now. The instinct is often to do something big, a full bathroom remodel, a stair lift, a hospital bed in the living room, and sometimes those things are necessary, but most caregivers are surprised to learn how much changes with small, affordable, well-placed decisions, the kind you can make on a Saturday afternoon without a contractor. This is about those changes. Start where the risk is. The bathroom is the most common place for falls in the home, and it is also the room where dignity is most on the line. A grab bar next to the toilet and one inside the shower is not a medical statement. It is a practical one. It says, we are thinking ahead. Grab bars are inexpensive, widely available, and can be installed without major renovation. If the floor is slippery, a non-slip mat with a strong suction backing adds another layer of confidence. Good lighting matters more than most people realize. Older eyes need more light to see clearly, especially at night. A simple plug-in nightlight in the hallway between the bedroom and bathroom can prevent a fall that changes everything. Think about what they can still do. One of the most important things a caregiver can offer is the chance for the person they care for to keep doing things for themselves. A lot of the small changes that support this are not about safety. They are about access. Rearranging frequently used items in the kitchen so they are at counter height rather than on high shelves. Moving the chair they always sit in closer to a lamp so they can still read comfortably. Adding a small table beside their bed so medications, water, and a phone are always within reach. None of these require tools or money. They require attention. Notice what your loved one reaches for. Notice what frustrates them. The changes that matter most are usually the ones that come from paying close enough attention to see what is actually hard. Make it feel like home, not a hospital. There is a version of caregiving preparation that turns a home into something clinical. White walls, medical equipment in plain view, the quiet removal of anything personal to make room for practical things. It is understandable, but it can also quietly communicate something to the person living there, that their life has been reorganized around their limitations. The antidote is small but meaningful. Keep their photographs on the wall. Leave their books where they have always been. If you add a shower chair, find one that does not look institutional. If you need to clear floor space, do it thoughtfully, not wholesale. The goal is a home that works better, not a home that feels like somewhere else. Comfort is not just physical. It is the feeling that a space still reflects who you are. Now, three questions to ask yourself. First, if you walked through your loved one's home with fresh eyes today, what is the one spot that feels like the most risk? Start there. Second, what is something your loved one used to do easily that has become harder? And is there a simple change to the space that could give that back to them? Third, does the home still feel like theirs? If something has been changed or removed, is there a way to honor what was there before? Small changes are not a resignation. They are an act of love made visible in the spaces where daily life actually happens. A grab bar, a better light, a chair moved 3 feet to the left. These are not admissions that something is over. They are declarations that comfort still matters, that the person you care for still matters, and that home is still home. We're here for dignity, independence, and comfort. Share this with someone in the caregiving journey with you. You're not doing this alone. Bathe with us. We're the Blue Hug. The Blue Hug Journal is produced by the Blue Hug in partnership with Brilliant Beam Media.